Hey, everybody. You're listening to YouthCast, and I'm your host, Molly Adams. It's time again for me to showcase my favorite youth radio group. They're close to my heart since I used to be a member. It's Blunt Youth Radio. The Blunt Youth Radio Project in Portland, Maine is made up of mostly high school students in the southern Maine area. But it also includes a program at the Long Creek Youth Development Center, which is a juvenile detention facility. This program helps with literacy skills, computer skills, and is also, a fun extracurricular for the students. The features that are made are usually personal essays geared toward helping the writers in their rehabilitation, or they cover an aspect of detained life. One of the most famous Long Creek stories, What's in the Food by Joey Thompson, was actually featured on This American Life. This essay is by Patrick Presby. Pat remembers his stepmother, Barbara Jean, from the first time they met to the last time he saw her. Though the 11 years in between were sometimes hard for Patrick, including a turn to juvenile crime, he remembers the care she gave him and her incredible capacity to forgive. This is Remembering Barbara Jean by Patrick Presby of Blunt Youth Radio.
2 weeks before my fifth birthday, my dad introduced me to his girlfriend. Her name was Barbara. I remember it like yesterday. I walked up to the house, and there she was. She was soon to be my stepmom. She was a very nice lady. She used to take me shopping all the time, and I hate shopping. She would get me up at like 6 in the morning just to go shopping. She was a very humorous woman, and she loved to crack jokes with me like all the time. But the thing that really got to me about Barbara and my dad is that they would go through about 2 cartons of cigarettes like each week. At that time, when I first met her, I had just moved back from my mom's house. Barbara would do anything in the world to make me feel just at home. She would take me to McDonald's like all the time, and it was awesome. She was a really nice lady, and I put her through a lot of stuff. When I was 15, I stole my dad's truck, and that was the beginning of my juvenile career. After that, I broke into a house, I broke into cars, I assaulted somebody, stole wallets, and just violated my probation way too much. But in the end, she forgave me. I look back at all the days that I had with Barbara. Some were great, others I don't even want to look back at. She kept me going with all the school sports like football, baseball, and basketball. She kept me out of a lot of stuff. Even though I kept on getting into trouble, it felt as if I was never in trouble with Barbara. Kind of got used to going shopping, but I still hate it. The last time I saw Barbara was on Monday, July 30th, 2007. A couple of days before that, my dad had called me and said that Barbara was sick and that she probably wasn't going to make it throughout the week. And that night, I went to my dad's house to say my goodbyes. I got to the house and everyone was there. My dad, my mom, all of Barbara's friends, and many more people. I went into the house and I saw Barbara lying there, practically clinging onto life. So then I went up to the bed and she opened up her eyes and she just glared at me. It was like she had forgiven me for all the sins that I did while I was around her. Then she slowly put up her arms and I gave her my last hug. It was like she was just waiting to see me. That's the way I felt. I don't know why, but it was. But that wasn't the last time I said bye to her. Barbara was diagnosed with lung, bone, and kidney cancer when I was in my freshman year of high school. The doctors gave her 6 months. She passed away when I was in the summer of my sophomore year. She fought so hard to win that battle with cancer, and she succeeded with it for a while. Sometimes I think the only reason why she died was because she was one of God's chosen people. Barbara was an amazing woman, as amazing as Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr. When Barbara died, my dad, my aunt, and all of Barbara's friends were with her. I wasn't. I had to work that day, and I had left, but my cell phone died. My dad tried to call my cell phone, but he just got my answering machine, and he said, "Patrick, Barbara passed away." Knowing that I wasn't by the lady that took care of me for 11 years really got to me. After she died, we inherited some money, so my dad went out and bought a boat and named it Barbara Jean. I got committed about 2 weeks after Barbara died. If I could tell Barbara one thing, I would probably tell her that I should have listened to her advice. because if I did, I really wouldn't have been here right now. She never deserved the stuff that I put her through, but yet again, she dealt with it like any other amazing parent would. I would also apologize for causing all that trouble. It was a lot of trouble, and it wasn't like me to do any of that stuff. It was around the second week that I was here, my dad bought a bench to go down on the beach, and it had Barbara's name engraved on it. She loved the beach, and especially a certain spot. It was called Pearl Ave. Whenever I went to the beach with her, or her and my dad, we would always go to Pearl Ave. Everyone would be there, my aunt, and all of Barbara's friends. All of the people that were there when she passed away, too. So when I get out of Long Creek, I'm going to Pearl Ave, and I plan on sitting on her bench for a while and looking out at the beach. Barbara wanted to be cremated, and her ashes are in a starfish with a bunch of seashells around it on a platform at my house. When I get out, my dad and I are going to go downtown to Pearl Ave, and we are going to spread her ashes over the water. I'm Pat, and this is Blunt Radio.
That was Remembering Barbara Jean by Patrick Presby of Blunt Youth Radio. Today, Patrick is doing well and is a proud father to his son. He lives in Gray, Maine. Head over to youthcast.org, our blog, to find links to more work by Long Creek Kids on PRX. And links to where the music in this episode is from. It's from the free music archive run by the geniuses at WFMU. Good place to find new, interesting tunes. You've been listening to Youthcast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. While you're on the internet, head over to Facebook. I'm assuming you have an account, one of these 700 million people in the world with one. We're at facebook.com/generationprx. You'll find links to old episodes, internet procrastination stations, news on grants or fellowships you could apply for. It is a good time. Plus, there's a community of other young radio fans and not so young radio fans who you can connect with. Youthcast, where radio makes you wish you were young again. Talk to you soon. Thank you.